All right, let's dive into this deep dive on confidence boosting.
Sounds good.
You sent in this great article from Very Well Mind.
Yeah.
It's from April 25th of 2024.
Okay.
And it's just got a ton of really helpful tips in there.
Absolutely.
We're excited to break it down.
Yeah, and it's not even just about feeling good, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's interesting. This article ties confidence to real world, outcomes, like better academic performance.
Oh, yeah.
And it even cites like the American Psychological Association's definition of self-confidence.
Right. Yeah. It's like the secret ingredient to success, but nobody tells you how to get more of it, right?
Exactly.
So, this article had 9 tips to boost your confidence,
Okay.
and some of them were really eye-opening. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, we all know comparing ourselves to others is bad,
Right.
but did you know that it's like directly linked to envy, which just makes you feel even worse?
Oh, totally. And that's where, social comparison theory comes in. It explains that, from an evolutionary standpoint, sizing ourselves up against others was probably beneficial for survival.
Right.
But nowadays, with social media and everything, it often does more harm than good.
Totally. It's like we're constantly bombarded with everyone's highlight reel,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
So it
Yeah.
makes it even harder to feel good about ourselves.
Right.
But the article offers a great counter to this.
Okay.
Keep a gratitude journal.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, by focusing on what we're thankful for, it helps shift our perspective
Right.
and appreciate what we already have.
Absolutely. It's so simple but powerful.
Yeah.
There's even a quote in the article that really resonated with me.
Okay.
Something like, "Social media is practically designed to foster comparison."
Yeah.
So no wonder we're all kind of struggling with
So
this.
true. So true.
Yeah.
So what else does this article recommend for boosting confidence?
Well, it really emphasizes the importance of who we surround ourselves with. Having positive people in our lives can have a huge impact on our self-perception.
Right.
Think about it. If you're constantly around people who put you down or make you feel inadequate, it's going to be tough to build confidence.
That's such a good point. It's like your circle can either lift you up or drag you down.
Exactly.
This is already making me rethink who I spend my time with.
Good.
So it's all about creating that environment that nurtures your self-belief.
Yeah.
And speaking of nurturing, the article then goes into this kind of surprising link between self-care and confidence.
Really?
Yeah, it might seem counterintuitive,
Okay.
but taking care of your body can actually boost how you feel mentally.
Wait, really? I need to hear more about this.
I know it makes sense when you think about it.
Okay.
You know, when you prioritize your physical well-being, like things like diet, exercise, meditation, getting enough sleep, you
Yeah.
feel better overall, right?
Right.
And that sense of well-being can lead to greater confidence.
So it's like a ripple effect.
But taking care of your body creates this positive energy that spills over into your confidence.
Exactly. And there's even research to back this up.
Okay.
Like a 2016 study found that regular exercise improves body image, which in turn boosts confidence.
Oh, wow.
It's like when you feel physically strong and healthy, that feeling translates to other areas of your life.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. And the article even had this quote
Oh, yeah.
about self-care from a therapist, and it really stuck with me.
I love it.
She said something like, "Taking care of yourself shows the world you matter."
Oh, I like that.
And when we project that sense of self-worth, others tend to mirror it back to us.
That's a brilliant way to put it.
Yeah.
Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential.
Right.
Now, physical well-being is important, but what about taking care of our emotional needs?
Okay.
That's where the article introduces this concept of self-compassion.
Okay. Tell me more.
All right, well, it's about, being kind to ourselves,
Okay.
especially when we make mistakes. It's that inner voice that says, "Hey, everyone messes up sometimes. You're
Yeah.
still learning and growing."
Yeah.
And research has shown that this self-compassion is actually linked to greater self-confidence.
Wow, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
It's like instead of beating ourselves up when we make a mistake,
Yeah.
we can choose to be understanding and supportive, just
Exactly.
like we would with a friend.
Exactly. And that shift in perspective can make a huge difference in how we feel about ourselves.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the next powerful tip in the article. Positive self-talk.
Oh, yes. It's so easy to get stuck in that cycle of negative self-talk.
Oh, tell me about it.
Those doubts and criticisms that just really chip away at our confidence.
Yeah.
But the article emphasizes how we can actually reframe those thoughts
Yeah.
into more empowering ones.
Right. Absolutely. It's about becoming aware of those negative thought patterns.
Yeah.
And consciously choosing to replace them with more positive and encouraging statements. The article even gives some great examples of how to do this.
Oh, perfect.
Like, instead of saying, I can't do this,
right,
try saying, I can do this, or I'm willing to give this a try.
Right. Those small shifts in language can make a big difference.
Totally. It's like we're training our brains to focus on the possibilities instead of limitations.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
So now here's where the article gets really interesting.
Okay.
It suggests that sometimes the best way to boost confidence is to face our fears head on.
Oh, interesting.
Now, isn't that a bit counterintuitive?
Yeah, a little bit.
Wouldn't facing our fears just make us more anxious and less confident?
I thought that too. But the article makes a really compelling case for the power of what's called exposure therapy.
Okay.
Basically, the more we expose ourselves to the things we're afraid of,
yeah,
the less scary they become.
Okay.
Like that quote about courage not being the absence of fear.
Right.
But the decision to act despite it.
Hmm. That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's like each time we step outside of our comfort zone and we survive, it chips away at that fear and builds our confidence.
Exactly. Think about it this way.
Okay.
Let's say you're terrified of public speaking.
Yeah.
You could avoid it forever.
Right.
Which would keep that fear intact.
Right.
Or you could join a Toastmasters group and practice speaking in a safe and supportive environment.
Okay.
And each time you speak up, you're proving to yourself that you can do it.
Yeah.
And that builds confidence over time.
Okay, yeah. I'm starting to see the logic here. It's like we have to actively practice confidence.
Yes.
Not just wait for it to magically appear.
Precisely.
Okay.
And speaking of practice, the article then shifts gears a bit and focuses on the importance of playing to our strengths.
Okay.
It argues that instead of constantly trying to fix our weaknesses, we should spend more time celebrating and cultivating the things that we're already good at.
Oh, I love that idea. So often we get caught up in like trying to be good at everything,
so, yeah,
but we forget to appreciate our unique talents.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like we're always striving to be someone else.
Right.
Instead of embracing who we already are.
Exactly. And there's actually research to support this idea.
Okay.
Studies have shown that focusing on our strength can lead to both increased confidence and greater life satisfaction.
That makes sense.
It's like when we're doing things we're naturally good at.
Yeah.
We feel more fulfilled and confident in our abilities.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
So instead of beating ourselves up for not being perfect in every area,
right,
we should be celebrating our strengths and using them to our advantage.
Exactly.
It's like choosing to be the best version of ourselves, not some idealized version that doesn't even exist.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that you already possess unique talents and abilities that deserve to be nurtured and utilized.
Yes.
And this can be incredibly empowering and confidence boosting.
This is already giving me so much to think about.
Good. I'm glad. And we're not done yet. The article goes on to talk about the power of setting boundaries, learning to say no to activities that drain our confidence.
Okay.
This might seem counterintuitive, but it's about protecting our energy and well-being.
Yeah. I can see how that could be really empowering.
Yes.
It's like reclaiming control over your time and commitments.
Exactly.
Instead of feeling obligated to say yes to everything and everyone.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that you have the right to protect your time, your energy, and your emotional well-being.
Right.
And saying no to things that don't align with your values or your goals can be a huge confidence booster.
I love that. It's like a form of self-respect.
Yes.
Which is definitely linked to confidence.
Absolutely.
Now, before we move on, can we kind of dive a little deeper into this idea of setting boundaries?
Sure.
Okay.
One way to think about it,
yeah,
is in terms of avoiding burnout.
Okay.
When we constantly say yes to things that drain us,
mm-hmm,
it can lead to, you know, exhaustion, resentment.
Right.
A decrease in confidence. But when we learn to set healthy boundaries, we're essentially conserving our energy for the things that truly matter to us.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's like we're creating space for ourselves to thrive rather than just survive.
Exactly.
And when we feel energized and focused, we're naturally more confident in our ability.
Exactly. It's all connected. And speaking of feeling energized and focused, the article then delves into the importance of setting realistic goals.
That's a good one. I know I've been guilty of setting unrealistic goals in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always a recipe for disappointment.
It's so common, though, isn't it? We get caught up in this idea of, like, aiming for the stars.
Right.
But sometimes we forget to set realistic stepping stones along the way.
Right.
And research has actually shown that constantly failing to reach lofty goals can damage confidence.
Oh, wow.
It's like we're setting ourselves up for failure,
Yeah.
which can lead to feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt.
Okay, so how do we avoid that trap? How do we find that sweet spot between challenging ourselves and setting realistic goals?
Right. Well, the article provides a great example.
Okay.
Using weight loss.
Okay.
You know, experts recommend losing 1 to 2 pounds per week.
Yeah.
For healthy long-term weight loss.
Right.
That's a specific, measurable, achievable goal.
Right.
That sets people up for success.
Yeah.
It's not about aiming for a drastic transformation overnight.
Right.
It's about making sustainable progress over time.
That's such a good analogy.
Yeah.
And it can be applied to so many areas of life. It's like breaking down those big, overwhelming goals into smaller, more manageable steps.
Exactly.
That we can actually achieve.
Yeah.
Each small win builds momentum and confidence.
Oh, boy.
Which propels us towards that bigger goal.
Exactly. It's about creating that positive feedback loop of success rather than getting stuck in a cycle of self-sabotage.
Right. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Now, I think this is a great place to pause for now.
Okay. We covered a lot of ground.
We did.
We talked about the power of social support, self-care, self-compassion, positive self-talk, facing our fears, playing to our strengths, setting boundaries, and setting realistic goals. My brain is buzzing with new insight.
I'm glad to hear it.
So
we've laid a fantastic foundation for understanding the key ingredients of confidence.
Okay.
And in the next part, we'll explore the mindset differences between confident and insecure people.
Okay.
Which can help you kind of pinpoint areas for personal growth. So stay tuned.
I'm excited.
Good.
Okay, I'm ready to keep unpacking this confidence puzzle. So last time we covered some really practical tips for building confidence.
Yeah.
Everything from self-care to setting boundaries. So what's next on our confidence journey?
Well, the Very Well Mind article goes a step further and actually compares the mindsets of confident and insecure people.
Okay.
It lays it all out in a table that highlights those key differences in attitudes and behaviors.
Oh, I love that. It's like having a cheat sheet for confidence.
Exactly.
So what kind of insights does this comparison offer?
For one, it highlights how confident people genuinely celebrate other people's success.
Okay.
They see it as inspiring, not threatening.
Right.
In contrast, insecure people can get caught in the comparison trap, feeling envious or even judgmental.
Right.
It's like they have a scarcity mindset.
Okay.
Believing there's only so much success to go around.
Yeah, that's so true. It's like confident people see the world as a place of abundance where everyone can win.
Exactly.
And insecure people see it as a competition where someone else's success diminishes their own.
Exactly. The table also points out the difference in mindset when it comes to challenges.
Okay.
Confident people see obstacles as opportunities for growth.
Right.
They're open-minded, optimistic, and willing to take risks, even if it means failing sometimes.
Okay.
Insecure people, on the other hand, tend to be more closed-minded and pessimistic.
Right.
They fear change, avoid taking risks, and are overly concerned with hiding their flaws.
Yeah, I'm starting to see a pattern here.
What's that?
It's like confident people have an internal locus of control.
Yes.
While insecure people feel like life is happening to them.
That's a brilliant observation.
Thanks.
It's like confident people believe they have the power to shape their own destinies.
Right.
While insecure people feel more like victims of circumstance.
Yeah.
And this difference in mindset plays out in how they handle mistakes.
Okay.
Confident people own their mistakes, learn from them, and move on.
Right.
Insecure people tend to dwell on their mistakes, make excuses, or blame others.
Okay, this comparison is really eye-opening.
Good.
It's like holding up a mirror to my own thought patterns and behaviors.
Yeah.
I can definitely see areas where I need to shift my mindset to become more confident.
I think that's the beauty of this exercise.
Yeah.
It's not about judging ourselves, but rather becoming more aware of our default patterns.
Yeah.
So we can choose to act differently.
Right.
Now, the article doesn't just focus on the mental and emotional aspects of confidence.
Okay.
It goes on to highlight tangible benefits of greater confidence, which go way beyond just feeling good.
Oh, I'm intrigued. What kind of tangible benefits are we talking about?
Well, for starters, greater confidence can lead to better performance.
Okay.
When you believe in yourself, you're not wasting energy second-guessing yourself or worrying about what others think.
Right.
You can channel that energy into giving your best effort.
Okay.
Which naturally leads to better outcomes.
That makes perfect sense. It's like removing those mental roadblocks that hold us back.
Exactly.
Confidence frees us up to focus on the task at hand and perform at our highest level.
Exactly. And did you know that confidence can also lead to healthier relationships?
Really? How so?
Well, when you're secure in yourself, you're less likely to be needy or clingy in relationships.
Okay.
You can show up as your authentic self,
right,
which attracts healthy connections based on mutual respect and trust.
Right.
In contrast, insecurity can lead to jealousy, possessiveness,
yeah,
and a need for constant reassurance, which can really strain relationships.
That's so true. It's like confidence creates this positive energy that draws people in, while insecurity can push them away.
Exactly. And speaking of drawing people in, confident people tend to be more open to new experiences.
Ooh.
They're not afraid to step outside their comfort zones, try new things, and meet new people.
Right.
This openness can lead to greater growth, learning, and fulfillment in life.
It's like confidence is the key that unlocks a world of possibilities.
Exactly.
It allows us to say yes to adventures, embrace challenges, and expand our horizons.
Exactly. And finally, perhaps one of the most important benefits of confidence is it's linked to resilience.
Okay.
When you believe in yourself and your abilities, you're better equipped to handle setbacks and bounce back from challenges.
It's like having that inner strength and determination that allows you to weather the storms of life without falling apart.
Exactly. Confident people see setbacks as temporary, while insecure people see them as evidence of their own shortcomings.
Yeah.
This difference in perspective can have a huge impact on their ability to overcome obstacles and achieve their goals.
Okay, I'm convinced confidence isn't just about feeling good. It's a superpower that can transform our lives in so many ways.
It is.
But how do we actually cultivate this superpower? Is it something we're born with, or can we learn to be more confident?
That's a great question, and one that the article addresses directly.
Yeah, okay.
It emphasizes that confidence is not a fixed trait.
Okay.
It's something we can develop and strengthen over time through practice and effort.
So it's like a muscle we can train.
Exactly. And just like any muscle, the more we use it, the stronger it becomes.
Okay, so we've explored like the power of confidence and tackled those pesky comparisons.
Yeah.
We learned how self-care and positive self-talk can transform our mindset.
Absolutely.
We even dove into the differences between confident and insecure mindsets. So how do we put all this into practice?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And thankfully, this article doesn't leave us hanging.
Right.
It reminds us that building confidence is a journey, not a destination. It's not like we flip a switch and suddenly we're the most confident people in the room.
Right. It's like a gradual evolution.
Exactly. It's about taking small, consistent steps, like practicing positive self-talk,
yeah,
focusing on our strengths, or facing one fear at a time.
And remembering that setbacks are a part of the process.
Absolutely. The article even includes this quote from the therapist we mentioned earlier.
Okay.
And it really drives this point home.
Okay.
She says, "If you exude confidence, even when you don't feel that way, others will treat you differently, which will boost your confidence, and thus the cycle continues."
Wow, that's interesting. So it's like we can fake it till we make it with confidence.
In a way, yes. But it's important to approach it with authenticity.
Okay.
It's not about pretending to be someone you're not.
Right.
It's about consciously choosing to act in ways that align with the confident person you want to become.
So it's like we're setting an intention.
Exactly.
And then taking actions that support that intention.
Yeah.
Even if we don't feel 100% confident at first.
Exactly. It's about showing up as the best version of yourself, even when you're feeling a bit shaky inside.
Right.
And the amazing thing is, the more you do it, the more natural it becomes.
Right.
The article emphasizes that consistency is key.
Yeah.
It's about making those small, positive changes a regular part of your routine.
So it's like building any new habit. It takes time and effort.
Exactly.
But eventually it becomes second nature.
Precisely. Think about it like learning to play a musical instrument.
Yeah.
At first it feels awkward and challenging.
Right.
But with consistent practice, those movements become more fluid and effortless.
Yeah.
The same goes for building confidence.
Okay.
The more you practice those confidence-boosting habits, the more ingrained they become in your thoughts and behaviors.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one key takeaway you want our listener to walk away with?
Remember, building confidence is an ongoing process.
Okay.
It's about embracing the journey.
Yeah.
Celebrating your wins, learning from your setbacks, and never stopping believing in your potential.
Beautifully said. And to leave our listener with a final thought to ponder,
yeah,
let's circle back to that idea of our social circles.
Right.
We talked about how the people we surround ourselves with can either lift us up or drag us down. So what one small change could you make in your social circle to boost your confidence? Think about it. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into confidence. We hope you feel empowered to unlock your most confident self.